Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Before we got distracted by the tannoy, I was asking about next steps. So what do you think?
Yeah, so I think I honestly don't know right now. I think whatever I do, I want to make the logical step. W Series now offer super license points, which is a big, big bonus. It wasn't something I was looking at maybe doing next year, but now that does make a difference. And obviously it's free to enter, so I don't have to go out finding crazy amounts of sponsorship because I can focus on what I need to with the W Series. And yeah, in terms of the support I have with Williams, that's hopefully ongoing and something that I really, really do relish. And then obviously I've got a relationship with Aston Martin as well, so that's another bonus that I want to sort of continue to exploit and relish next year.
You know, I can't see why anyone wouldn't want you. Honestly, you're fast, you're female, you're great with everybody, you're feet are very much firmly on the ground. Don't go changing, by the way. For now, I know.
This is the wrong glass of red wine.
Diva! Yeah.
Why is my flight delayed? Where is my private jet?
Oh, listen, I've seen many a petulant little moment in an airport, but that's normally from people in our team. No, I'm only joking. Okay, take us back. Give us some context as to why you are where you are today. When did you first realise and want to go into racing? When did you realise you had a talent for it, for example?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because I think, you know as well as I do, in our world, motorsport's quite often, it's a bit of an insular sport, and it's one you only really fall into if, I don't know, your parents were into it before or take you go-karting or whatever. And for me, it was very different. My parents weren't involved in the sport at all. It was my older brother that went go-karting for the first time, that kind of brought it back to the family for the first time. And next thing you know, a bit of sibling rivalry, and I wanted to go. And I was at 12 years old, so relatively old in motorsport terms.
You'd be signing for Toro Rosso as well.
Exactly. What was I doing? So 12 years old, and I loved it for the first time. I had quite a different sporting background, so I was always into sports, but motorsport quite quickly turned my head. And yeah, I think it was all very natural from there. Like, my parents didn't ever force me to do it. If anything, they're probably like, what are you doing, can we stop this, it's madness. And yeah, for my whole sort of career, it was just I did what the opportunities sort of presented to me. And yeah, I kind of just hopped my way through. There was no clear pathway, there was no realistic route to F1. I remember I saw Louise Goodman the other day, and I did some media training with her when I was doing Tedesco Juniors, and I was 14. And apparently my dad took me in, and my dad said, this will never be a career for them, about my brother and I, but just, you know, it's good training. And so now, obviously, I remind him of that, because at the time, like, we never thought it was going to be a career. We never thought it was going to be anything beyond just a hobby. So, yeah, but now, me to be able to turn something I just loved doing and enjoyed into a profession is, yeah, I can't complain at all.
And what about your brother? What does he do now?
So yeah, he doesn't race anymore. I'm flying the flag for the Chadwicks now. He's gone into business separately. But yeah, for me, it's something that I've always tried to pursue. And fortunately, I've had a lot of opportunities that have allowed me to do that.
And hopefully he's drumming up a bit of sponsorship for you whilst we speak. What does he make of what you're doing with your life?
He's very supportive. I mean, he raced until maybe 2-3 years ago. So he's fairly current. He knows. It's nice, actually, because my parents, as lovely as they are, they don't always get it, and it is a world that is confusing. And I think when I've had a good race or a bad race, you know, my mum's my biggest fan, and doesn't matter what I've done, if I've come last, I've done a good job, which is the most annoying thing for me. And my dad doesn't get it but tries to, And so when I've got my brother there that I can actually just pick up the phone to and have a proper debrief with, it does make a big difference.
That's called parental unconditional love. As a mum, you don't care what your child has done. You adore them. But it's so funny because I obviously feel the same about my kids. And I always remember growing up with my mum. And whatever I'd done, she'd be so immensely proud. Like, come on, Mum, you know, be a bit more critical.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
they can't, they can't. It's not in a mum's DNA.
You think that's a nice thing, but as any sports person, you're like, no, I've not done a good job today. Stop telling me I have.
So. You need your mother's unconditional love. That's your roots and wings in life. So when did you start realising, actually, I'm pretty bloody good at this, and if I make the right decisions, I can start building a career?
Honestly, like, not until maybe I was 16. So not, like, not early days. Early days, it was just, I did it, I loved it, and it was great. I didn't think that was going to be what I was going to do for a living. It was never realistic, if that makes sense. I was always kind of racing in sports cars, and, yeah, I was like, oh, maybe I could be a factory driver for a sports car team, but something like Formula One was never on the table. And when I was 16, I was racing with Aston Martin, and then it was like, actually, this could maybe turn into something a bit more. And then it wasn't until when I was 17, 18 that I first started in single seaters. So really quite late in terms of when I realised that this could actually be a future for me.
What do you think your parents wanted or thought you would do?
Honestly, I don't know. This is why I am really lucky. My parents never forced me into doing anything. If I wanted to do something, they would have supported me regardless. I think they always knew that I love sport and I was going to probably try to make it in some sport. I think when I was younger, I did want to be a skier, and they're like, well, we can't ship you out to Switzerland for half the year. So, but they would have like done their best to support whatever I wanted to have done. So, I'm really, really lucky in that sense. They probably wish that I'm maybe like a lawyer and making loads of money and funding their retirement. But
you will be. Don't you worry about that. What else are you good at? Like, are you brainy? Would you like potentially a career in law when you're much, much older?
No, to be honest. No, I would love to say yes. I really enjoyed school, actually, for all the wrong reasons.
What did you enjoy about school? The naughty stuff?
I just hung out with my friends, basically, and then went racing at the weekends.
Right.
So it was quite fun.
So you didn't really enjoy school. You enjoyed your mates and racing.
And then I played sport, and it was just fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in terms of, like, academics, like, I got through school quite, like, without any issues, but I never really had the work ethic to really go far in terms of being a lawyer or anything like that. I was always the one that was trying to play sport or do something different, and I think I always had a knack with sport, but I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't a racing driver. It's a bit of a scary question, actually.
Now, I remember, you don't have to think about that at the moment, you know, the future's looking pretty bright. I remember you talking to me a year or two ago about Lando Norris and the fact that, you know, similar age and that you were a similar ability, a similar talent, which I think, okay, look, you're being modest now, but you were getting similar times to him, but you weren't getting the similar amount of track time. Now that you're doing W Series, do you feel like you are clocking up sufficient amount of laps to get the experience that Lando has?
Yeah, and I think that's the bit that people don't see with our sport, and I'm claiming victim with this. I think there are people that are in a far worse situation than me, but genuinely, so I race against Lando and Ginetta Juniors, and for the first half of the year, I beat him more or less, and then second half of the year, after arguably more seat time, he came on a lot stronger. And I think I've kind of gone through my career just doing what I thought was, from not coming from maybe a racing background, not well managed, a season in F3, and I was like, well, how come I can't compete with XYZ? And actually, it's because I've done however many days less, and or not the only reason, but it was a contributing factor.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This was the first year where my manager actually said to me, he's like, put the odds in your favour, let's go to a winter championship, let's go take you out to Middle East in December, January, February, and do a load of racing in the winter, let's go do whatever you're going to do next year, and we'll put the odds in my favour for 1 year. And we went out, did that winter championship, we won out there. And then I went into W Series so much better prepared than I've ever been prepared for anything, and it's already made such a difference.
Yeah.
And I think that's like you're saying, where the W Series will make a difference, because you're getting that more or extra track time now. Everyone's on an equal in the series, and it's fantastic.
What do you feel when you see Lando? And he is having a great season, okay. The German Grand Prix is one to forget for him, but he's done incredibly well, hasn't he? How do you feel when you see him excelling in that way? You're a bit jealous, or do you feel kind of motivated because you can see that he's going places and it means you can too?
Motivated, definitely. When I see it, I realise that, you know, it is achievable. He's got come from, you know, he is a supersizer and an incredible good job, incredibly good job this year. Here we go. Might have. Oh, they keep calling people, but just not us. Never mind. He's done an incredibly good job, and no denying that. But yeah, like you said, I think from my point of view, you've got the young guys coming up through. You've got George, Alex, Lando, and it shows how strong junior motorsport is at the moment. So I know if I can can perform in F3, F2, whatever it is, I can perform in F1.
Yeah.
And that's a really nice, reassuring thing to know.
Yeah. I've said it so many times, but I really love this young generation of drivers. Lando is just fantastic. Alex, George, they're an absolute pleasure to interview. They all have a laugh together. It's almost like they go, you know what, we are living the dream, and they're grateful for that. I really hope none of them change, because they're just lovely young men who are funny, they get on very well together, and they're making the most of it. They're all performing really well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there is something to be said about both of that. I think you can get to Formula One, and obviously I've not got to that point, but it's an intense environment, and you can change yourself and sort of worsen yourself because of the pressure and the intense environment that you're in. Whereas those three seem to have taken it all in their stride. And even George, it's been so impressive following him around at Williams, because he's stepped up, obviously. He's stepped up to the job that he's got at Williams, but he's also not changed. And I think that's the main thing. And that's why he's not, obviously the Williams isn't maybe giving him the best results, but he's still managing to outperform his much more experienced teammate.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.